Christmas time's coming. Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples." How about that? Oh, give thanks to the Lord. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8. But you're saying, wait a second, Thanksgiving was last week. I know. But every day should be a day of Thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Happy Thursday to you, friend. So good to see you. How are you? Trying to keep warm. That's for sure. Here we are. It's Thursday, 29th day of November 2018. And it was yesterday. Yesterday, I was scraping the ice off of my car in the morning, and I said, okay, I think I am done with this cold weather. Oh, man. I know. We just had lots of snow already in the month of November. Now I have a kind of a head cold coming down off of that, scraping my windshield, trying to keep the house warm, and I just thought, I am done with this cold weather. Here we are. And winter has barely even started. Anyways, hey, friend, I pray that you are just having a great week. And, winding down the days of November. December starts on Saturday. And not this Saturday, but next Saturday, December 8th, Singing Men of GNN are going to be in concert at the Village Mall of Danville, 12 noon. Make sure you're part of that. That's something that you don't want to miss. And then they're going to be at Marketplace Mall in Champaign on the 22nd at 12 noon right there in the food court as well. And what a great witness. What a great testimony. As people are out shopping for Christmas, there are these mighty men singing about the true meaning of Christmas. So come on out. Be part of that. That's next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. They're going to be at the Village Mall of Danville at 12 noon, and then on Saturday the 22nd at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, 12 noon. Don't want to miss that, that's for sure. So lots of great stuff coming up. In fact, there's going to be a live nativity on Sunday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Urbana. Also, St. John Lutheran Church in Champaign this Saturday, we'll be having a special Christmas for Cause with the proceeds benefiting In His Hands Orphan Outreach Ministry. There's that going on. Lots of great stuff coming up here in the next few days and weeks for the Christmas season. Just take a peek at our event calendar page at greatnewsradio.org. Click on new events. Lots of great stuff coming up here in the next several days and weeks. Well, today for Mark and Friends, we're going to have Christmas songs and devotions. So let's start things off today with What Child Is This? Right here on listener-supported Great News Radio.
While shepherds watch are keeping.
thank you so much for tuning in to Market Friends today. Happy Thursday. Grab the hot chocolate, the hot cocoa, the hot coffee, and let it keep you nice and warm today. And Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 says, "And you shall call his name Jesus." I'll tell you what, there's an interesting psychology in the naming of our children. Some are named with family names to retain a family heritage. In fact, I was named after my great-grandfather, who was just a dynamic leader in a small community outside of Warsaw, Poland, many years ago. Others are named for an attribute their parents desire in their children to achieve in life. And in fact, in the Bible, names have specific meanings. Jesus changed Simon's name to Peter. Joseph's name was changed to Barnabas. And in fact, during these days, getting ready for Christmas, let's pause to think of the names given to our Lord. The mission of Christmas is in his name, Jesus. And the message of Christmas is in his name as well, Emmanuel. Names matter, friend. And the one name that is above all others is Jesus.
Just call on my name, Shepherd.
chapter 2, verse 20 says, "Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told to them." Friend, how can you make the most of Christmas? I'll tell you what, for some, it's decorating the house, tree, maybe getting that special gift, seeing relatives and all that other stuff. But making the most of Christmas is so much more than any of those things. Let's join the shepherds this year in making these next several weeks a time of glorifying and praising God, a time of celebrating all that Christmas is and means. In fact, in Psalm 22, verse 3, the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. May God give you the grace to follow these shepherds and make the most of Christmas this year.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn, and all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find. But we never realized a baby boy one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. And as the years went by, we would learn more about gifts, the giving of ourselves, and what that meant. On a dark and cloudy day, a man hung crying in the rain because of love, because of love. That was lost, he
and devotions today on Mark and Friends. Happy Thursday, Joey Kroll. Here with you, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15 says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. I love that. You know, as we're getting ready for Christmas, you know, John 1, 14 says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. I'll tell you what, Jesus was the unique God-man. As God, he walked on water, calmed the storm, healed the sick, and rose from the dead. As a man, he got thirsty. He was tired. He felt sorrow and pain. Friend, Jesus came to earth as a helpless, tiny seed planted in the womb of a young Jewish virgin. And 40 weeks later, Jesus was born in a filthy stable. He was born in Bethlehem, the name meaning the house of bread. Bethlehem was the birthplace of the bread of life. So as we prepare for Christmas, friend, in the midst of all the family, the friends, the gadgets, and the gifts, may you receive the ultimate gift, Jesus. That's right, lifting up the Christ of Christmas. Happy Thursday. It's Mark and friends, Joey Kroll with you here on Great News Radio. And friend, thank you for just allowing me to be part of your Thursday. You can always drop me a note, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Tomorrow, Mark and Jason in the studio for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. That's tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones and enjoy the rest of my Thursday, and I pray that you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.
Crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hill.